This is episode 333 of the To Birth and Beyond podcast.
We're so excited to have you with us on this episode of To Birth and Beyond. I'm Jessie Mundell, mom, kinesiologist, and fitness coach to pregnant and current moms.
And I'm Anita Lambert, mom, pelvic health, and orthopedic physiotherapist with a focus on women's health. On the show, we provide information and education on fitness, the pelvic floor, fertility, pregnancy, birth, postpartum, and women's health. We offer a brave space to have candid and vulnerable conversations on the struggles and joys of motherhood, including all aspects of our physical, mental, and emotional health.
While you're listening in, please remember that the information on the show is not meant to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please speak with your medical provider for all things related to your healthcare.
We're so excited to have you. Let's dive into today's show.
Hey friends, it's Jessie jumping in really quick to let you know that enrollment is opening on April 17th for the next class of the Prenatal and Postnatal Fitness Specialist Academy. This is our online self-paced certification to help you learn how to skillfully and profitably coach pre and postnatal plus pelvic health clients or patients to improve floor function, fitness, strength, performance, and positive body image. You'll save $500 by joining the waitlist and be notified immediately when spots open for registration, April 17th. So go ahead, set yourself apart in your industry with our pregnancy, postpartum, and pelvic health coaching certification that is truly unlike any other on the market. Go to the link in today's show notes and add your name to the waitlist. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of To Birth and Beyond. It's Jessie Mundell.
And Anita Lambert. And on today's episode, we're going to be diving into rehab and recovery exercises that you could choose to use during your first 6 weeks postpartum. And we do want to say this can be both for if you've had a vaginal or a cesarean birth. It will depend on how you're feeling, how your birth went with both birth avenues. But to know that if you've had a cesarean, it doesn't mean all or any of this is off for you. You can actually participate in many of these exercises, again, depending how you feel. So the purpose of these types of exercises during the first 6 weeks is really around reconnecting to your pelvic floor and core. Many get told during those first 6 weeks, you know, don't do any exercise, walk as much as you want, but don't do any type of exercise. And then at 6 weeks, you can dive back into any and every type of exercise. And how Jess and I view this is there's actually kind of a gray area, like many things in terms of that in between. So actually doing some rehab and recovery exercise, which should be not taking very much of your time. I often will say, like, when we'll talk about each week, some examples of exercises you could do, but it should just be fitting in, like, change baby's diaper, do some deep breathing, feed the baby, do some core breaths. Like, this should not be taking a ton of time out of your day because A, it's not needed, and B, it's not realistic. And Jess and I have gone through this twice. So we are also personally aware of how fitting in rehab exercises can look like initially postpartum. So we want you to know too, right off the bat, we're not saying to do like 30 minutes of exercise every day, because that is just not needed and not possible. Other reasons you may want to do this, it's going to help whole body strengthening, right? So if you've given birth before, you've gone through those demands postpartum, right? Lots of lifting and carrying the baby in a car seat, stroller. There are a lot of physical demands on your body. So these types of exercise help build your strength so that that becomes more comfortable. Mobility exercises really help get ahead of or address aches and pains. And this first 6 weeks can be a step towards retraining your body before you go back to more intense exercise down the road, potentially jumping, maybe running if that's your goal, high impact exercise. But just to know these first 6 weeks, you actually can do exercise and it can actually help with your recovery.
I think we're all starting to get the word out about this because I had someone message me last night on Instagram who was 3 weeks post C-section and they were wondering if they could start our Core Plus Floor Restore program now. And I was like, yes, Yes, you totally can, because it's going to follow so much of what we're going to talk through now. And exactly that, like supporting your body right now where it is. And we're looking ahead to returning to more intense exercise and activities down the long road from here.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's good to even think about, I'm sure you do, Jess, with your clients, with my postpartum clients, actually, even the ones I see in pregnancy before they give birth, we talk about like, what do you want to get back to postpartum? Like, not necessarily right away, but like 6 months, within the year, what do you want to do? And that really gives us as professionals guidance on how we're going to tailor the approach. Because I do find what surprises so many postpartum is feeling off balance. And you may not feel it day to day, but for example, lunges is something I commonly see. And my clients always kind of, when we do them in clinic, they're like, I had no idea how off balance they would feel. And a lunge is such a foundational movement for future movements like running, certain types of jumping, HIIT workouts, even just general exercise, even if you want to go hiking, like all of this balance training is actually really key postpartum as well. And I find really get skipped over. So I think this is going to be helpful for anyone. If you're pregnant or if you're postpartum, even if you're past 6 weeks, that you may not have even thought about these types of exercises. So you could always come back to them at any point. So let's kind of dive into a bit, kind of an example of what Jess and I do with our clients, and within, I do it within Bump to Birth, and Jess does it in her online programs as well. Week one is about reconnecting to your breath, to your pelvic floor, and your deep core. And so, like I said earlier, this shouldn't take a long time. This is about reconnecting to that rib breath Jess and I talk about all the time, because that will help you connect to your deep core and pelvic floor. So that's deep breathing, you know, a few deep breaths, change baby's diaper, feed the baby. This should not take much time at all. So that's one of the key things with week one. How do you talk about it with your clients, Jess?
Yeah, exactly that. Like, this can be stuff that you, if you just remember randomly to try a couple of breaths while you are lying down, while you are seated, while you are in any position, don't feel like you need to set up in any particular way. Just like, let's try to get into these breathing patterns whenever you might remember to.
Mm-hmm. And why this, you may be wondering, like, why breathing? Jess and I talk about the core canister. So your diaphragm is the top of your core, your pelvic floor is the bottom, and then you've got deep abdominal around the center. But if you think about when you're pregnant, your uterus and baby kind of take over your torso. And so your diaphragm gets pushed upwards. And so you probably found it hard to take a deep breath, especially near the end of pregnancy. So now that there is more space, we want to retrain that muscle and the surrounding muscles as well. So deep breathing, connecting to the pelvic floor and core. Another movement that can feel really good, including post-cesarean, is seated cat-cow, because I know post-cesarean, it can be common to feel actually challenging to sit up tall or stand tall. You feel like you're pulled in the front because of how they had to bring the tissue together. So seated cat-cow, it may feel like a small movement at first, but it actually can over time be quite relieving and help release some of that tension in the abdomen. How did you feel, Jess? Did you end up doing that after both?
Yes, much more so after the second time. I felt, I mean, so shocked by that sensation in the trunk the first time after my first C-section. Just so unbelievably tough to like lift my chest and be able to sit or stand upright. And I think I was probably a little bit scared after that first one to do much spinal flexion or extension, just because I was like worried about my abdominal wall and stitches and, you know, all the other trauma that I was dealing with at that time. But after the second one, I was expecting that sensation. So I didn't have that fear response as I did the first time. And I knew that like gently going into retraining, that, you know, rounding through the back and then extending through the back was going to be helpful to regaining that function sooner. So yeah, I did way more round two.
Yeah. And for those, if you're new to the podcast, why Jess can also share from personal experience. She had an unplanned cesarean and then a planned cesarean. So we definitely have past episodes, many about cesarean recovery as well. So if you're curious to hear more, definitely check those out. One other exercise I find helpful week one, but even within those first 6 weeks and beyond, is something called calves on a stool. And this is, you may not think of it as an exercise. It's more of a rest or recovery posture where you're lying on your back and your hips and knees are at 90 degrees. So you can picture your calves resting on the seat of a chair, your couch. You could stack a bunch of pillows up and create that 90 degrees. But this particular position helps to reset and take pressure off your pelvic floor and your low back, which are two areas, regardless of vaginal or cesarean birth, can feel really relieving. Even if you can be there for 5 minutes, it is so effective. And especially if you're having pelvic floor symptoms in those first 6 weeks, I will often encourage clients to use this as often as they can over the weeks, because especially midday, it kind of resets you for that second part of the day, or if you are feeling symptomatic.
Yes, this is actually, I still do this now at, you know, 5+ years postpartum from the second one. This is probably the number one position that if I'm having any, low back pain or any urgency symptoms of the pelvic floor, this is the position that helps me feel the best.
Mm-hmm. And this is also, side note, great for if you get period cramps. It's really helpful. You could put a heat pad on your abdomen while you're in this position. It feels so good. Week two, some examples could be you may want to start doing bridges. So this is an exercise. You're on your back with the knees bent, feet flat. You're lifting your hips off the floor. Again, this is a movement. It's moving the hips. You can bring your core canister breath into it. So connecting your breath with your pelvic floor. You're able to do it lying down. So you could do it next to baby, whether on your bed, on the floor. It's one of those movements that may not seem like a huge movement, but actually week two can feel really good and give you that feeling of you're regaining strength in various areas. So that one I find is great. Some other mobility ones, we talked about seated cat-cow week one. Week two, you may want to try it on hands and knees where you're on the floor or on your bed doing cat-cow where you're rounding and extending your back. Thread the needle is an awesome torso extension or torso rotation exercise that can feel really good, because postpartum, you often feel like you're just rounding forward all day, whether you're carrying the baby, just holding the baby, even if you're just sitting, feeding the baby, like any of those, anything to open up the torso, the chest can feel like one of the best massages ever.
Yeah. And for all these exercises that we're mentioning, I mean, this is why I love, you know, strength training based exercise, is because we can modify all of these movements to whatever you're needing. I mean, you can rotate a tiny bit at first, and then you can over time begin to rotate this thread the needle more so. With the cat cow, you can start with a little mini version of the flexion and extension and then take it bigger when you're able to do so. Same with the bridge. So yeah, just start with what feels right and good and know that you can increase that movement over time.
Yeah. And I should mention too, when this podcast goes live, we'll have an Instagram reel showing some of these exercises, so you get a good visual. We're going to describe the best we can audio form on the podcast, but we'll make sure there's some video. Week three and four, you may feel ready to do some body weight squats. And I know sometimes people think like, oh, squats like this early, but think about it. When you get on and off from sitting on your couch, on and off the glider, on and off the toilet, those are squats. So it can be helpful to train. And again, you're not doing like heavy weight and a million reps. Like, we're talking about minimal reps. We're starting with body weight. But that idea of regaining strength in the legs, you can be focused on using your breath, pelvic floor and core if needed, can really help then those day-to-day movements feel a lot more comfortable. The same thing with body weight lunges. And you can keep these like a shallower depth. You don't have to be going deep with this. But again, you're probably doing these movements day-to-day anyways. So it could be helpful to just have a little bit of focus around doing those movements as an exercise. Another one I find clients and bumper students really love is like counter height planks, and then later on counter height push-ups, because they can be easy to fit in. If you're anytime in the kitchen, use your kitchen counter to do these. And they're nice because they're more elevated. And then eventually over time, you can move them kind of to seat height on your couch, or if you do have a bench or coffee table that's really secure, you could do it that, and then bring them down to the floor. So keeping those mobility exercises too is really helpful. So you can see they're just here and there. And again, as the weeks go on, you don't have to do all the exercises together. It's literally going to look like squats over here. Another time you're on the floor with the baby, baby's doing tummy time, you're going to do cat cow here. Like, it's literally going to be pieced throughout your day. It's not going to look like a traditional workout, especially if you're used to more of a routine workout pre-baby.
Yeah. And if it looks like 3 reps at a time, 5 reps at a time, great. That works.
Yeah, exactly. And then lastly, kind of that 5 or 6 weeks, you could think, if you've been doing some stationary lunges earlier, you could try some dynamic lunges. My preference is stepping back into your lunge versus stepping forward. Just often feels better on the body. Even post cesarean, I find a lot of clients find with their scar that actually stepping back in their lunge tends to feel better, and bringing their breath into it. And again, kind of that counter height push-up can be a nice progression from the counter height planks. So these aren't meant to be high intense exercises. They're more for you to be able to focus on your breathing, to get movement. And often these tend to feel better than a really long walk during those first few weeks postpartum. So something to consider if you're like, I really want to move. Try some rehab and recovery exercises and then see how you feel, especially if even shorter walks aren't feeling good. These can often feel like a better option.
Yeah, I find this with our clients all the time, that their bodies often respond so well to this type of movement. And just considering, if you've done some of this with any consistency, even if it is a few times a week over these 6 weeks, and then you do want to build in that longer walking, go back to your workout class, go back to the gym, start doing more full or length workouts at home, your body is going to feel much better during that workout and recover so much better after those workouts too.
Exactly. So just as a recap for those 6 weeks, knowing this can be the start of integrating some movement, reconnecting pelvic floor and core and whole body. And this is going to set you up for then retraining and eventually getting back to other exercises later on postpartum.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the To Birth and Beyond podcast. You can find any links or resources we discussed in the show notes at tobirthandbeyond.com.
And if you enjoyed today's show, we would love for you to leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe to the To Birth and Beyond podcast in iTunes or Stitcher.